Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckabee. Barack Obama has asked for the military trials of terrorism suspects at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center be suspended for 120 days. So the question for Rob Watson, BBC defense and security correspondent, is does this move make it more or less likely that any or all of those suspects at Guantanamo are going to be brought closer to civilian courts in the United States or sent into more of a netherworld? Rob Watson joins us from London. Rob?
Well, I guess that depends on whether you want the long answer or the short answer. I mean, the short answer to your question is more. Look, this is undoubtedly, as expected, the first clear step that Guantanamo is about to be closed down. But of course, what we don't know at this stage is how, and there are really two key problems which we don't know the answers to yet. The two key problems are, number one, who do you want to actually put on trial? Which of the 248 detainees do you want to put on trial, and who do you want to put into another pile to release? Now, of course, that still leaves other questions, which is, well, how do you prosecute the people that you want to prosecute, and how do you release the people that you want to release?
Is there a core of defendants at Gitmo that might be obvious candidates for going into federal court?
There are, in the sense that I think there's pretty broad agreement that there are a number of people who really are pretty serious and that there is evidence against them that would stand up in trial. Of course, there is a complication there, and that is in the case of some of the defendants, or I guess one should call them potential defendants, you know, there's an allegation that some of the evidence has been obtained by torture. So, again, you have a problem there. But the kind of figures that I've heard, we say that there are about 248 still left in Guantanamo. The kind of figures that I've been hearing is there are about 150 or so that should be released or might be released, and that, I guess, you can do the math, that leaves you with the other people right, for either prosecuting or doing whatever to.
How do you think the Obama administration is to deal with the fact that one way or another, defense attorneys for the Gitmo suspects are likely to want to turn any resolution of their cases into a trial of the Bush administration itself and be much less concerned about each individual case?
Well, look, I don't think there's any doubt that the Obama administration would rather put behind the acts of the Bush administration, but behind it. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Indeed, Barack Obama, in interviews before his inauguration, made it clear that he didn't want his administration to be about chasing after what the previous administration done in any form or shape whatsoever. But, I mean, it's difficult to see how, in particular trials of some of the individuals being held, that defense lawyers wouldn't, of course, try and make as much capital as they could out of the way some of the evidence was obtained.
You know, I actually love your long answers, but we have only time for a short one here. Is there any way for Barack Obama to re-examine the military tribunal process and deliver a judgment that says, you know, this didn't work right, without handing an argument to the defendants that says, oh, so if Barack Obama says that wasn't right, we can sue on the basis that this went south?
Well, the short answer is I'm not a legal expert. I think it's fair to say that the military tribunals, that the nail is in the coffin, they are gone. What's going to replace it and how will it stand up to defense scrutiny? Well, that's the challenge that the administration faces, isn't it?
Right. And how much liability will be created as the Obama administration attempts to rewrite the rules at Guantanamo? Rob Watson, thanks so much for joining us. Rob Watson, BBC defense and security correspondent, talking about how Barack Obama has suspended military trials of terrorism suspects at Gitmo for 120 days, a possible prelude for a complete rollback of the entire Gitmo process.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.